Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. And you are listening to the program, Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. One of the keys of life is having the best psychological health. And psychological health includes mental health as well. So we have physical health. And we have mental health. In many episodes, we have spoken about the physical health. Today, we want to touch upon the subject of mental health, because it is also very important that a person maintains his sanity. Because a person, if he does not take care of himself, he will literally drive himself to madness, as we can see from the hadith. So the human body, it needs to be taken care of, as same as the soul, which drives the body. It also needs to be taken care of. So when we look at the ayat, the verses of the Quran, and the ahadith, the narrations of the Ahl Bayt, they give us methods and mechanics of how we should maintain our sanity and our mental health, at least protect the soul from being polluted and being sick. On top of that, they give us ways how we could treat the soul and its impurities. Because we have many ayat, many verses of the Quran that talks about the impurities of the soul. Sometimes we have the impurities of the body, and sometimes we have the impurities of the soul. The only difference is with the impurities of the body, we can feel them on the outside. So for example, if I have pain, it tells me there's something wrong with my body. I can understand I'm having a headache, I'm feeling the pain, so therefore there's something wrong with my head. I go treat it. With the problems of the soul, the disease of the soul, it is unseen and felt. When a person has a moral sin and a moral vice, and he's, you know, mentally feeling pain and disease and sickness, he doesn't feel it. He thinks he's normal. He thinks he's fine. And if you ask any mental health patient, he says to you, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. But in fact, that they are not very well. So the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, they've spoken to us in this regard. So when they said there are certain things that we perform in our daily life that could cause me mental health. There are things that affect my brain. There are things that affect my mentality. There are things that affect my intellect. There are things that affect my heart and the immaculateness of my heart and how I can keep my heart clean. All these things have been said to us by the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. So when it comes, for example, looking at haram, it has a consequence, it has an effect. When a person doesn't have the best of akhlaq, it has an effect on the mental health. When a person, for example, does not use modesty and chastity when he's on the outside, that has an effect on the soul. Even when it comes to talking and hearing, it also has its own rules. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ. When you talk to someone, don't talk to them in a gentle, soft manner. Why? فَيَطْمَعُ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. There are those who have sickness in their heart. They will, you know, feel that they have, you know, a reason to talk to you more. So this is for females. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says in the Quran, وَنَنَزُّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. We bring down from the Quran that which has a cure and mercy. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه هم است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, Keys of Life. So we were saying one of the most important keys of life is maintaining our mentality and our mental health. So as much as there are impurities on the outside, there are impurities in the inside. Me and you, we have two things, two core items or two core processes that runs my soul. One being the brain, the intellect, and the second thing is the heart. In the Quran and in the Ahadith, when they bring the word heart, they don't mean that organ that pumps blood into my heart or into my body, right? That heart, this organ that pumps blood. So the Quran refers to al-qalb, always al-qalb, al-qalb. They mean the soul, the essence of the human being. In the same way that the heart itself is the essence of the body. If the heart stops, the body stops. The soul, referred to here as a heart, so they use that expression from the heart for its importance to the body, and they call it the soul. So the essence of the human being is referred in the hadith and in the riwayat as what? As qalb. So we see, for example, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 52, Allah says, فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. You will see that those who have disease in their heart, يُسَارُعُونَ فِيهَا, that they quickly fall into the traps of shaitan, they quickly commit sin. So he says their hearts are diseased. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking about the literal organ, because the literal organ, if it gets sick, a person dies. He will have a heart attack and he will die. But he's talking about the impurities that falls on the self that diseases this heart. So Allah always talks about the heart and the conditions of the heart, but he's talking about the soul itself. So for example, Allah says in the Quran, in the verse that we mentioned before, in Surah Al-Ahzab, in verse 32, he says, فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ. When you talk, make sure you don't talk too gentle, too soft, and you try to, you know, make it sound as you're flirting. Why? Because it says, many people are sick at heart. فَيَطْمَعُ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. There are a lot of people, sadly, a lot of men, who their hearts are sick, their mentality is sick, their minds are sick. So every time a female interacts with them and talks with them, they take that as a form of flirtatious or, you know, an invitation. So Allah says to the females, well, make sure that when you talk, you don't give that indication. Because some women, sadly, they deliberately try to make themselves or sound, you know, nicer and cuter and what have you, so they are more liked and accepted. Well, actually, that defeats the purpose. And it needs to be the opposite. You need to make sure that no one is attracted to you, not attracted to you. So the ayat here and the narrations of the Ahl Bayt, they always talk about mental health and health issues. Neglecting the soul is where all the problem lies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the end, or at the day of judgment, He says He will only accept those, إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم, those who come to Allah with an immaculate, pure heart. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.